Right now it is time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Robert Jericho from Chicago, Illinois.
Hey! I'd ask you how things are in Chicago, but I know how things are in Chicago. They're great. What do you do
here?
They
always are.
They always are.
Right now, I am searching for a new job.
Really?
Yes,
have you
I am.
Considered... running a notable, honorable, but kind of incompetent news network? Because we're looking right now.
Well, you know, I thought about it, but I also heard they might have a potential opening for the host of a quiz show.
God forbid.
Oh, wait a minute.
That's okay. Peter's joining the cast of Two and a Half Men.
Exactly. Well, Robert, welcome to the show. You are going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. What's the topic, Carl?
I'm Crazy Carl, and I've got a deal for you.
Sometimes you're eager to make a deal. Sometimes you're so eager you say nutty things to fake Muslims with a $5 million check. And then sometimes things get really nuts. This week we heard about a truly unusual deal that was attempted on the world scene. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories about crazy deals. Choose the true story, you'll win Carl's voice in your home answering machine or voicemail, whatever you got. Ready to play?
Sure am.
First, let's hear from Tom Baudet.
Herbert Hoover once promised Americans a chicken in every pot. Now, with today's laser targeting technology and a hush-hush chickens for jets deal with the government of Thailand, it could happen. Recently leaked State Department cables have revealed a scheme by Lockheed Martin to sell F-16 fighter jets to the Thai government in exchange for 80,000 tons of frozen chickens stockpiled during the avian flu epidemic. Well, you laugh, but 80,000 tons of chickens at current market commodity prices equals $136 million. That kind of money will buy 9 or 10 F-16s at most of your neighborhood jet retailers. The only problem is it's not really money. It's chickens. Enough to bomb over 30 million American homes with oven-seeking pinpoint accuracy. Perhaps that's what our government had in mind when they decided to endorse the deal. But we'll never know because the Thai regime behind the scheme was overthrown in a military coup before the transaction could take place. The Thai Air Force did not get the jets, but we understand the mess serves a very meaty hot Thai chicken soup.
Chickens for jets with Thailand. Your next story of a bad deal comes from Faith Saley.
The Alpine village of Annecy, France, wants to win the bid for the 2018 Winter Olympics, but the Ministry of Culture overseeing the bid doesn't have a sense of humor. So, in an effort to appeal to the International Olympic Committee, the town agreed to temporarily remove its recently erected 139-foot statue of the American comedian Jerry Lewis. Nearly as tall as the Statue of Liberty, tours to the top of the gigantic comedian are already a major attraction in the small town, and not everyone is happy to see him go. Says Annecy Mayor Guy Lefebvre, "The vista of the mountains from Jerry's head is stunning. I regret that I must rob visitors of such a beautiful sight viewed from the mind of a comic genius. Today is the day the clown cried." But Minister of Culture Frédéric Mitterrand was not willing to negotiate, declaring, "It is crucial that we venerate only what is most French as we seek to win the games for France." In preparation for a visit from the IOC, the statue has been evicted from the town square and replaced with three mimes on eight-hour shifts.
A French town offers to give up its statue of Jerry Lewis in return for an Olympic bid. Your last story of someone trying to make an uneven trade comes from Morocco.
The Himalayan Kingdom of Bhutan only started broadcasting TV in 1998. Since that time, one program has become the obsession of Crown Prince Swiathog, who has offered $20 million to the cast of Welcome Back, Kotter to reunite in the capital city, Thimphu. Three of the four sweat hogs, including John Travolta, plus Mr. Kater and Rosalie Hatzitatzi, have agreed to appear at Thimphu's Boom Boom Washington Theater for a live performance of the episode where Juan Epstein doesn't do his homework. Travolta has even offered to fly the cast on his private plane, but there's one holdout, Ron Palillo, who played Arnold Horshack. Quote, "I've long suffered from a fear of flying," said Palillo. "Go ahead, go ahead, call me a wet blanket." And so a persistent prince has offered to rename Thimphu Horshack. Quote, Mr. Palillo, if you see fit to decline our offer, well then the Bhutanese people say to you, up your nose with a rubber hose.
All righty. Here are your choices. One of these things was offered for something else. Was it from Tom Baudet, 80,000 tons of chicken ordered for F-18 fighters? From Faith Saley, the removal of an enormous statue of Jerry Lewis for an Olympic bid? Or from Mo Rocca, the renaming of a town in Bhutan for a whore shack? If the actor Ron Palillo would agree to participate in a Bhutanese reunion of the Welcome Back Cotter Show. Which of these was the real story of a deal discovered in this week's news?
I think I'm going to go with Tom's story about chickens and fighter jets.
All right, then. Well, we spoke to a reporter who actually uncovered this deal.
Thailand made very clear over time, we really would like to barter 80,000 tons of frozen chicken for some fighter jets.
That was Ben Berkowitz. He's a reporter. Reuters, who broke the story of the possible chicken for bomber deal that did not go through. Congratulations, you got it right. As you know, you earned a point for Tom. You've won our prize. Carl Castle will record the greeting on your home voicemail. Well done, sir. Thanks for playing with us today.
Thank you so much for having me on.
And don't let your deal go down. Don't never let your deal go down. Baby, don't let your deal go down. Till your last old dollar's gone.